Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sanhedrin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Now the Mishnah is going to describe how the skila took place. Beis HaSkila, this place of stoning, which was built especially for this, it was twice the height of an average person. Hoyegvoya Shtei Koimais. It was built to be like two times as much as a person who would be standing here, that's the height. So the average person is 6 feet tall, it was 12 feet high. Echad min Edom, one of the Edom, Doichafoy, pushed him from behind. Now his hands are tied behind his back. So one of the Edom pushes him from behind, and the idea is that he should fall off this roof and land on his chest. That's Taich, Nepach al Liboy. In other words, he falls on his heart. Then one of the people standing over there, Hoifchai al Masnav, turns him over so his face is now upwards. His back is against the earth. Now, Stamazai, a person is not supposed to lay directly on his back. That's called Pragdon. But over here, the Batanura explains he has to go through this Bezyainus. It's part of his Kapara. Im Mespa, if he died from this fall, Yotza. There were Yotza the Mitzvah, even though we really didn't have a Skila. No one threw stones at him. But Vimla, if he did not die from the fall. So now we have to fulfill the Sokol Yisokol, Skila Ba'avonim, Skila with stones. There was a stone there that was very heavy. Two people had to lift it. The way it worked was both Edim lifted it. We dafka such a heavy stone because it shouldn't hurt him so much. He should die right away. Even here we fulfill the Haftal Riacha Kamaicha. The Gemara mentions that several times. So they both lift the stone. The first aid pulls back. Hasheni, the second aid, the stone is left in his hands. Noitalesa Evan Venaisna Libai. So he maneuvers it, lets go, and it falls on this person's heart. Imespa, if he died with this Yatzis, they were Yatzis of the Mitzvah. Vimlav, but if he's still alive, Rigimase Bechal Yisrael, then the stoning is carried out by all the people. Anyone there. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yad Ha'edim Tiyabai Bereshayna, the hand of the Edim shall be the first, Lehamisai, in an attempt to kill him. Vyad Kaluam Biachrayna, afterwards everyone else. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Kol HaNiskol, and all those that were Chayiv Skila, Nislin. They're hanged, only for a moment. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Zehalt Rabbi Eliezer, V'chachamim, the Chachamim say, Einu Nisla, he's not hung, Ella, the only one that is hung is, Hamagadev, that's someone who Chas V'Shalom, says curse words against Hashem, V'ha'oived Avodah Zarah, and someone who serves Avodah Zarah. Vaitra Zokta Mishnah Ha'ish, Toilen Oisei Ponav Klapeyot, a man is hanged facing the people. The Oisha Penel Klapeyot, and a woman is hanged in such a way that she faces the Eitz, the pole. V'chachamim, when the Chachamim say, Ha'ish Nisla, the body of the man is hung, but V'ena Isha Nislas, the woman is not hanged at all. Omalahan Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, Valoi Shimon ben Shetach tola noshim bi Ashkelon, but Shimon ben Shetach hanged women in the city of Ashkelon. Omrulai, so they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Shmoinim noshim tola. By that story with Shimon ben Shetach, he hanged 80 women on the same day. The Ein Don and Shnayim b'yom echad, and the halach is you can't judge even two on the same day. So that was a special case. Can't bring a riot from there. Frek the Mishnah Vayter Ketzer Teilen, I say, how did they hang him? Meshaken es ha-koyda ba-oretz. They drove a post into the ground, like a beam. V'yeitz yoytze mimenu. This pole goes up. It's vertical. Then they attach the beam on top that goes the other way. A piece of wood that goes horizontal. Umakif. They kind of bring together, like hakofis. Or a circle. They put together shteyad of zu, al gabe zu. They bring the two hands of the person that was executed together, one on top of the other. V'toyla isay, so that the person that just got misa is hanging from a rope by his hands. Rabbi Yossi says, Hakayra mutal lakaisel. No, there was no beam that was put into the ground. It was leaned against the wall, and there was a rope hanging from it. V'toyla oisai, and they would hang him from this, kiderach shahatabachin oisim, the way butchers do it. The butcher takes a shechted animal and connects it to a hook so that it swings in the air. The butcher does it that way because he has to be able to skin the animal, both from the front and the back. So the body of this person also is suspended in the air. It hangs. If the pole is stuck in the ground, the body hangs against the pole. But if it's diagonal, if it goes crooked and it's leaning against the building, so it's like swinging in the air. Again, these are all in Yanim. The Chazal knew what this neshama needs for a complete kapara. Now, the body didn't dangle for long. Umatirin I say miyad. They untied it immediately. V'imlan, if the body is left overnight, over all of balaisase. Then they're over balaisase. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, loisal nivlase ala eitz. You shouldn't leave his body overnight on the eitz. Ki kover tikberenu. You have to bury him on that day. Ki killas elakim tolui boy. Because hanging a person is considered rachman al etzlan a killas elakim. Kleimer, in other words, when people see the hanging body, they're going to say, oh, why was the body of this person hanged? Neshabirich is Hashem. Ah, because he cursed Hashem. Really, birch means to bench, but we don't want to see out the word curse. The nimsa, so it would turn out, Shem Shemayim is chal. That it would be a chil Hashem. When the body hangs, it reminds everybody of his Aveda. And therefore, it has to be untied and removed right away. So, Abizai, why do we hang him at all? But this shows us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is even willing to give a mitzvah which may be considered a disgrace to Hashem, but the person should have a kapara. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. Perek Vav Mishnah Dal. The Beis Haskilah was twice the height of the person. One of the Edom pushed him off with his hands tied behind his back. He was supposed to land on his chest. One of the people standing down on the floor would turn him over on his back. If he died this way, they fulfilled the mitzvah of skila. If not, they have to go on to the next step of sakel yisakel. The second aid lifted a stone, really needed two people to lift it, let go of it, and the stone dropped on the person. That's how it went. First, the two aidim together lifted the stone. The stone was left in the hands of the second aid, and he dropped it. It was a very heavy stone to make sure the person dies without pain. If Taki died, they were yaitze. If not, then the people standing around would throw the stones. When a person was chayiv skila, afterwards they would hang him. Zehalt Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim say not everyone that was chayiv skila, only the Megadev, that's the Mekalel, and an Oyved Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah told us that a man is hung facing the people, a woman facing the pole, Zehalt Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim say the woman was not hung at all. Rebbe Eliezer asked, but by the story of Shimon ben Shetach, he hung 80 women, to which the Gemara answers, well, you're not supposed to be down more than one person each day. So you see that was a whole different story. We'll soon see what the story is when we finish the Chazara of the Mishnah. But let's just finish the Chazara. How did they hang him? They inserted the beam into the ground, and then there was a wood on top. They tied his hands one on top of the other, and he hung from his hand. Rabbi Yossi says that would mean he was leaning against the pole. But Rabbi Yossi holds that the body would swing in the air. And the way they did it was they would take the beam, lean it against the wall crooked, diagonally, and he would hang down, swinging into the air the way the butchers do it. But right away, he was untied. And if they left the body overnight, they were over the loisase of leisalin nevelase ala eitz, ki kover tigberenu beyoim hahu. That would be considered kaviyacho echil lashem. Now what was the story by Shimon ben Shetach? It's brought down in the Yerushalmi, and Rashi brings it in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Dalid Amid Beis. There was a certain Rasha who died on the same day as a Talmud Chacham. The Aroinos, their bodies were being carried out to the cemetery at the same time. The coffin of the Rasha was behind the one of the Talmud Chacham. In the middle, robbers attacked them. Everyone fled, but one Talmud with great Mesiras Nefesh didn't leave his Rebbe. He stayed all night until the next morning. On the next day, the people came back, but they made a mistake. They mixed up the two bodies. The student said, you're making a mistake, but they didn't believe him. So all the chashuv people in the town accompanied the Rasha's coffin, and Nebuch the Talmud Chacham was buried in the grave of the Rasha's family. How could that be? The student was heartbroken. Why should a Rasha have been given such kavod and his Rebbe such bezyainis? That night the Rebbe came to him in a chalom and he said to him, "You have no idea what I have in Gan Eden and what this Rasha is going through in Gehenna. But let me tell you why this had to happen. During my lifetime," said the Talmud Chacham to the Talmud in the dream, "I once heard how a Talmud Chacham was abused, and I didn't protest. So I was punished with bezyainis by the Levaya. And as far as the Rasha is concerned, once he prepared a suda for Epis HaBigsar that didn't show up, so he gave out the food for the poor people. For that he was rewarded in Olam Haza." So the Talmud said, "Until when is this Rasha going to suffer?" And the Rebbe said, "Until Rav Shimon ben Shetach will relieve him and take his place." What? Why should the great Rav Shimon ben Shetach, the head of the Sanhedrin, be punished? So the Rebbe said, "Rav Shimon ben Shetach heard about the terrible things that 80 witches who are hidden in the caves of Ashkelon are doing. He doesn't do anything about it. If you want to do a chesed, go and remind Rav Shimon ben Shetach that before you became Nasi of the Sanhedrin, you took upon yourself to wipe out the witches." How is Rav Shimon ben Shetach going to believe that this is true if I tell it to him? So he gave him a certain siman. The next morning, the Talmud hurried to Rav Shimon ben Shetach and he wanted to show the siman. Rav Shimon ben Shetach said, no, don't do it. I believe you. No one knows I made such a kabbalah in my heart, so it has to be true. I will do everything within my power to wipe out the machshefas, the witches." And on the next rainy day, Rav Shimon ben Shetach called 80 of his Talmidim. He placed in each one's hand like a chavias, a barrel, and inside he placed like a new raincoat. He said, "Put these barrels on your head and follow me until we come to the opening of the caves in Ashkelon. Stay outside. When I whistle once, put on your raincoats. When you hear me whistle again, come running to me. Each of you should quickly grab a witch and carry her to the place which I will tell you. Don't be afraid of carrying the witches, because like we learned in Mitzrayim, Kishuf only works when their feet touch the ground." The Talmidim followed Rav Shimon ben Shetach. By himself, Rav Shimon ben Shetach came into the cave and he said, "Open up, a colleague of yours has arrived." They said to him, "How were you able to come on such a rainy day?" He said, "For a great Kishuv Machal like I am, I walked by magic in between the raindrops." "What?" Yeah, I came both to learn and to teach. You show me your tricks and I'll show you mine." So the witches showed their tricks and Rav Shimon ben Shetach said, "I'll show you mine now. You see, the rain is pouring, right? It's coming down mamash like a marble. But with two whistling sounds, I can bring here 80 boys in dry clothing." They said, "Really?" Shim Meshetach whistled. His students, who had been hiding around the cave, they chap what they had to do. When they heard the second whistle, they came in and quickly fulfilled the instructions of Shim Meshetach, and the witches were taken to the gallows that were prepared. So all 80 witches were hung. And that's what our Mishnah means. You can't bring a raya from there. Normally it could be a woman is not hung, but that was what's called a hiroas shah that had to be done, because normally you don't paskin more than one person a day lemisa. And here there were 80 on the same day.